Welcome to The Coda Conflict, a new Shadowrun actual play podcast on The Lifecast. Some of us here are avid tabletop role-playing fans, and I've made everyone play Shadowrun because I like it. I am your GM, Diana, and we'll just go around the table and introduce who our players are. We're going to start with Adam.
Hi, that's me. Do you want me to like talk about my character too, or just...
No, just give a name.
Oh, hi, I'm Adam. I'm playing Blueberry Joy.
Sydney.
I'm Sydney. I'm playing Aviana.
Greg.
Mushtak. Playing Mushtak.
Pat.
Oh, no.
That's right.
He's lost himself.
There's no more Greg, only Mushtak.
Pat playing Egg. With one G. With one G.
And finally.
Dan playing Jesus.
I really am in love with the names you guys have chosen for your characters. So we're just going to jump right into it. The year is 2070 something.
Nice.
Nope.
2070X.
2070X. Mushtak, you have been instructed to meet with a centaur by a Johnson for a job that you are running. You will find him in the Shasta Forest. Hmm. And, oh yeah, we'll just go with your plotline.
I know where that is. Probably. Hmm.
You do know where that is.
I open up my pack. I pull up the map, and I'm just sort of staring at it, and I'm like, oh, yes. There's a UR here, because it is a nice map.
Yeah, so even though you're computer illiterate, you do have this map that does show you your location.
Yeah, it was especially tailored for me.
Yes.
It's got a lot of big words. The font is huge. So much so it's kind of hard to see the map, but it does point me to the general direction, and I head that way.
Okay, so you're heading south from Tir Tangier. You're pretty much right on the border of Tir Tangier and the California Free State. Jesus, you have been instructed to wait for someone by your contact, and you are going to guide them through this forest in order to find traces of blood magic in the area. So, being you have a magic sense.
Yes.
You would know that that feels like a kind of emptiness in the mana flow of the area.
Mm. Got it. What do I do?
That's up to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. I was pulling up my cheat sheet on my phone, so I half heard things.
Yeah, so you can tell when you're getting close to blood magic.
Yeah.
And this area is very magically active anyway.
Okay.
You are south of the border of Tir Tangier. You're waiting kind of close. You're kind of watching your surroundings a little bit, and you're waiting for this person to show up.
Okay.
You know that the descriptor that your contact gave you was that they are tall. And they have dreaded hair.
Okay. So I'll just chill and wait for them.
It takes about 15-ish minutes. But you start to see your contact. Not your contact. The person you're supposed to meet with coming over the border.
I was probably given word that the person I'm going to meet is a
centaur.
Horse.
Yes. You do know you're meeting with a centaur.
So there's probably no confusion when we see each other. It's not like a... We don't have to throw out any cold words or nothing. It's like, oh.
Yeah, you just kind of.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Mushtak.
Jesus.
We shake hands. So, I believe you are my contact?
Yes, I am. I'm here to guide you through and find this this blood magic.
What are your opinions on blood magic?
What are your opinions on blood magic, Jesus?
You should think very carefully on this question. For I, Mushtak, am here to destroy any sources of blood magic. That is my mission. You are here to help me. If you get in my way, I will not hesitate to kill you. That being said, I'm very friendly otherwise. So as long as you don't participate in blood magic or generally any magic, you know, most magics, we'll be great friends.
Well, there's no need to worry about that, my friend.
All right. Let's get going.
While Jesus is magically, Jesus can sense magic, but Jesus did not make it through the course.
me neither. And we head towards the forest.
Okay. So, the traces of, like, nullified magic energy that you are following, Jesus, are taking you south of Mount Shasta towards Reading, which you would know is a police. Not Reading, Massachusetts. It's still
it's never going to get old. The combination of, like, cool-sounding fantasy and real places will always be funny.
Yeah, Shadowrun is super dumb, and I love it for that reason. So, yeah, you're heading south towards Reading. For you guys,
I live right near there.
Yeah, sure. You actually do.
Yeah. Like, in both senses? Cool.
And it will take you about 4 hours to traverse there by foot.
Yes. That being said, we both have very long strides. So it's like 3 hours.
I know.
And 45. Oh, that's with, okay. That's with us both being long boys.
Yes. And now we will turn to, that was a pretty quick and dirty introduction, but we're going to turn to Aviana. So you've spent a year eluding this very powerful enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you made it all the way to the California Free State from Denver, hitching rides, pretty much doing whatever you could to get away from there. It took a little while, but you, it also took a lot of money, which you didn't have at the time. So now you are in, let's say, you are in Reading. You've kind of taken up a temporary residence, and,
does
your character have common sense?
That sounds like an adaptability.
You have common sense.
Yeah.
You have been noticing things kind of fishy in and around your primary residence. So you do have a bug scanner on your comm link, and it's kind of been pinging things like close to your apartment, home. What do you live in? Like, an alley? I don't know.
Under a bridge.
Okay, so it's been pinging things close to this bridge
with
that aren't,
pigeons.
Like, that aren't government surveillance things. So they were placed there, and they're not usual. They're very unusual. There's a word for that. And the... yeah, that's all you know.
Okay. Mad sus.
Yeah, it's mad sus. Blueberry Joy.
Yes.
You have been in the Reading area for quite some time, ever since you left Manhattan. And you have been tracking someone who was suspected of trafficking genetically modified elves into the California Free State. All leads have taken you to Reading, and you are looking towards the police force stationed there. Or clues, so you're working pretty closely with them. It's a personal mission. It's not like a detective job or anything. But this is something you have to figure out.
Okay.
Egg.
Yo.
So you're on just a run-of-the-mill Shadowrun like mission.
Your Shadowrun.
You're on a regular ass job.
Okay.
It's an extraction. Someone hired you to steal a piece of cyberware for their street doc.
Okay.
And again, it's in the Reading area. So yeah, you.
What?
What?
Huh?
Okay. You have this piece of cyberware. You just need to deliver. You're waiting.
For the drop location.
For the bus.
Yeah, you're waiting for the bus to go to this drop location.
Okay.
Public transport's not reliable at all.
Still not approved.
You're actually not waiting for the bus. You're at the drop.
Okay.
Your contact is late.
Shit.
And they're about 15 minutes late at this point. So, the stage is yours.
Sketchy.
The three of you.
So where am I located right now?
Where are you located?
Yes.
You are at the police headquarters, which is pretty much in the center of town.
Okay, so I guess I'll ask them for any clues if they have any. I'll talk to I guess the whoever the chief is around town.
Yeah, he's just Joe.
Is Joe? Hey, Joe.
You've talked with him before.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a voice. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do a character
That's fine. I'm not doing a character voice either.
We'll work on him eventually.
Okay.
Just talking is fine.
Yeah, just talking is good for now. And he tells you to look in specific places. Like, he's seen this guy, the guy that you are suspecting. Mm-hmm. He's seen him hanging around places where homeless people usually congregate.
Okay.
And where street docs usually set up shop.
Okay.
Okay, I emerged from under my bridge.
Yeah. Are you going to go get some breakfast?
Yeah, I'm going to go get some breakfast. Okay. There's a nice little coffee shop in town. They have really good
lattes. Yeah, it's actually a diner.
Nice.
It's a literally a 50s diner, but with a lot more neon on the inside.
So that's something I'd really like. It's Blueberry Joy.
Yeah. So you... So you
wait, like a 2050s diner or a 1950s diner?
No, a 1950s diner.
Because we're in 2070, it could be either.
It's a 1950s diner. They kind of had a resurgence in the 2040s, actually.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And you know they've been having good business. People in Reading really like their diners, I guess.
That sounds like real Reading.
So Aviana, you're gonna head down to Cyber Pete's Diner.
Cyber Pete. Makes a good bagel.
I'd rather go to Neo Ned's if I'm being honest.
They're right across the street from one another.
They fucking hate each other. They always hate each other.
Yeah, they belong to.
One uses red neon lights, the other one uses blue neon lights.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so yeah, you go to Neo Ned's Diner. I need a good, like, sting for after that. Yeah, so you walk into Neo Ned's Diner. You're seated pretty quickly because you get your breakfast here almost every morning.
Because it's a brooding diner, and in that scenario, no one's ever in them.
No, it's like, fairly busy. It's a popular place. Almost as popular as... as Cyber Pete's. But you know, it fluctuates from week to week. Sometimes Cyber Pete's is a little busier and Neo Ned gets a little upset.
Healthy competition.
It depends on the Sunday special.
It really does.
Derailed.
So you're Blueberry Joy.
Hello.
You sit down, you're served, you're eating breakfast. Blueberry Joy.
Yes.
You're talking with Police Chief Joe, or Chief Detective Joe. He hands you a folder of information that you've had him collect over the course of the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a very prominent intersection is circled. And it happens to be the intersection where Neo Ned and Cyber Pete have set up their diners.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. I like some pancakes, too. I'm eating some pancakes. Right. I'm going a little earlier.
Yeah, and
I'm going to eat some pancakes with Pete because I like Pete.
You like Pete?
We're good friends.
Okay. And you express this to Police Chief, or Head Detective Joe.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, I'm going to get some pancakes before I go there. Thank you.
And he says, hey, you mind if I tag along?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you guys are walking down the street. Pretty much, like, it's a few blocks. You're walking down the street to this diner.
Mm-hmm. Contact gained.
Contact gained.
Yeah, you sure?
I give him a little fist bump.
Okay.
We're friends now, Joe. Thanks for the help.
Joe the police
Yeah, no
chief.
Problem. So, you guys are walking. Which diner do you go to?
We go to Pete's.
Which diner do you go to?
Well, okay, so let's talk to Joe. He's like, oh, which diner do you prefer? Are you more of a Ned or are you more of a Pete?
I don't know. Ned's got a really good Sunday special. You get three slices of bacon. With that morning soy burger.
Is it Sunday? God, oof.
Sunday.
I'm off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go to Ned's.
Yeah, but me and Pete were like really good friends.
Ned's gives you free coffee.
Okay. I mean, I don't like coffee. I'm more of a Blueberry Joy type of person.
What the fuck?
it's an old special. Yeah, fine. We'll go to Ned's. I kind of derailed that conversation. We'll just go to Ned's. Yeah, forget it, Joe.
This guy is really disturbed at the fact that you used your Shadowrunner name in a real conversation.
That's, yep.
He's like, oh, yep.
Yep. Wait, you don't have a drink named after you, Joe? Everyone calls coffee Joe.
He shuts down. The light leaves his eyes. He goes, Pete's. And you walk into Pete's. All right,
we're going to Pete's. We're going to get some paid Joe. No free Joe over here, Joe.
So you're in Cyber Pete's. Mm-hmm. You're in Neo Ned's. Egg, your contact is very late. Oh. They're about an hour late at this point.
Oh.
Describe to me what this contact looks like, and how are you reacting to their lateness? This is where the challenge comes in. So yeah, who are you working for? What meta type are they?
Race.
Yeah. Are they an orc?
Sure.
Oh my god. All right. So you're working for an orc.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His you name signed is Frank. Up for this, Pat.
I know I fucked up.
Pen with two N's.
Nice.
First name Pen, last name State.
Everyone is going to just be a name of an object around this room.
All right, so you're waiting for Pen. You don't know his last name. You didn't.
Dice.
Pen Dice?
Pen Dice.
It's spelled with a Y.
Yep.
Pen Dice. You're waiting for Pen Dice at this bus stop.
Do I know what the cyberware I'm holding is? Or I had to steal?
It is in a suitcase. So a locked suitcase. So you can try and open it if you want, but you would not be advised to.
It would blow up, probably.
I have a feeling. No, you're a fucking professional.
True.
Your moral code doesn't let you open this.
Fuck, that's right.
Oh, shit. Morality.
Fuck.
And suddenly, did we say you're waiting for the bus? You're waiting for your contact. Suddenly,
yeah.
The bus comes careening around a corner and crashes into Neo Ned's. out stumbles a bald orc, which you recognize as Pen Dice.
Wait, so did it crash into Neo Ned's?
Yeah.
Can I just, sip my coffee a little longer and look at Joe?
Yeah. You absolutely can.
I give a little nod.
Was Aviana in Neo Ned's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you were on the other end of the diner, so you're safe, but yeah, you're like, what the entire fuck just happened? So, happened.
I walk over to him and just hand him the case.
Okay. You just hand him the case? You just drop it there?
Yeah.
Pat, you're a professional.
Fuck.
Egg, you're a professional. What do you do?
Try to help him, I guess.
Okay. Try. Yeah. So you get him out from the bus, and the people that were in it, there were like a couple. He kind of hijacked it, maybe.
Is one of them flat?
No.
Damn.
He's a little shaken, and you notice that one of his arms is missing, and it was not when you accepted the job. It has been cauterized. It's not bleeding.
I ask him where it went.
He doesn't tell you. He thinks it's a very personal question. And he notices that you have the suitcase, and he goes, is that it?
Maybe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He hands you a cred stick. You hand him the suitcase.
All right.
And he starts hobbling away. He, tries to run, but he's limping.
Okay.
So, I mean, you guys are all in the same area. What are you reacting to what's going on?
Yeah. I was really bothered by the sound of pinging going off constantly and didn't notice the bus.
Okay.
But I noticed my coffee spilled.
Okay.
And I just look up and see the bus and just go, huh.
Okay.
And I take my cup of coffee, and my breakfast is on the floor. It got ruined. It's very,
couldn't care less about the breakfast.
It's very sad. But I really like this mug, and I feel like I deserve it. So I'm going to take it with me over to Pete's.
Okay. So in you're sitting at a booth. Are you facing towards the door, or is Joe?
facing towards the door. Mm-hmm.
You're both seated at a window, so you can both see the bus.
Yeah, so I think Joe is facing towards the door.
Joe's facing towards the door. Okay. And what are you doing, Egg?
Are there still people on the bus?
Yes.
I guess I'll go, like, look at them and maybe try
to
get...
You're just gonna look at them?
for, like, maybe 2 minutes.
And then, that's a long-ass time!
And then be like, all right. People? Yeah. And then maybe start to help them.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Did you fall?
So you're helping people out of the bus.
After looking at them for, like, maybe
before emergency vehicles get there. And they start showing up about 5 minutes into helping these people.
Man, that's slow response time.
Yeah, I know. It really sucks.
Reading's a very high crime town.
No, sure. They just don't. The police just don't take kindly to people who are low income and tend to take public transit.
It wouldn't be cyberpunk without the punk. Let's go.
It wouldn't be cyberpunk without the hellish corporations and police. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Are people, like, visibly injured on this bus?
Or
are they just, like, shaken up?
They're just shaken up.
Okay, then
I'll
keep
walking.
There's
no one really, like, hurt, except for the guy that ran, and he has now hopped under the overpass.
Okay.
And he's, like, I don't know. He's going to be found somewhere. Who knows? So, you, actually, Joe, looks up as someone walks in the diner, and he gets this, like, worried expression across his face, and he goes, "Shit, guy, that's someone."
Should I turn around?
No.
Okay.
But so you sink into your chair a little bit. It's like, don't make a big deal of it, but I think that's someone you need to. That's one of your people.
Okay. Describe every detail of him.
Well,
every single
I think
detail.
She is, she looks like, she, what color is your hair right now?
Blonde.
She's got blonde hair. Her skin, there's something off about her skin. I don't want to assume that. That seems rude.
Maybe take a picture.
He raises his watch attached to his comm link, and the flash goes off.
Oh, man. Does that mean that I'm, like, blinding everybody with my flesh?
No, it just means his flash goes off.
I know, but I didn't know if it reflected off of my skin.
No, your skin's not reflective.
Okay, that's good.
Nothing to worry about here. He's just erasing my memories.
I don't think that's very convincing. You don't convince the people around you. They're just like, okay, and they sip their paid-for coffee. You see this flash go off for whatever reason in this diner, as you're trying to get out of the vicinity before emergency services shows up. Okay. Do you react in any sort of way?
No.
Okay. All right. Cool. Do you guys do anything? Do you do anything about the presuming you figure a picture was just taken?
Yeah.
Do you do anything?
No.
No?
I'm waiting for a table. I'm discreetly holding my coffee cup that I clearly took from across the street, waiting to be seated.
Roll a concealability check on this coffee mug.
It just says meds on it.
Do you have sleight of or con? I think it is.
Kind
Isn't
of.
It like palming or something?
Oh yeah, palming.
Oh, I do have palming. I need to find that.
This is our first check of. Wow. Ooh. Super.
Super.
I got 1-1 and no fives or sixes.
Out of a pool of
six.
Okay, you're fine. So no hits. They can tell it's stolen from across the street. They don't say anything, but they're like, you could just sit at the bar up here, the stools. It's not a. They don't serve alcohol. It's a diner. So they see you at the stools, the single seat stools, and you guys are both in the diner.
Are we, like, in earshot or no?
You're within earshot of each other, yeah.
Does this diner have crepes?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get crepes.
Okay, you order crepes.
I'm gonna pretend like nothing is happening currently, and I'm just gonna, you know, like bring the conversation back. Like, Joe, I'm no expert here, but like, shouldn't you probably go check out that crash? I mean, you are the police chief.
I'm a detective.
I know I am too.
Joe just goes, I'm a detective. I'm not a cop.
Yeah, I
and
know.
911 will be there in a minute.
Okay, so should we finish this meal? Because I kind of want to go see if anyone's dead.
That's fucked up.
I'm a detective. It's my, well, I'd like it to be my job.
You're not going to follow that lead?
Mm.
That's right there?
I mean, I feel like I can't really say much to them directly.
How do you start conversations with people?
You know what, Joe? Fine. Hello, I'm trying to arrest you.
Just for the record, you were not trying to arrest them, but...
Wait, you said that was a lead.
Yeah, a lead, not a target, not a suspect.
I thought I was looking for targets here.
No.
I immediately dropped my coffee cup. It shatters.
No, we're gonna roll for it. It stays intact.
Oh, impressive. It's expensive. Quality diner coffee cup.
Yeah, and they serve free coffee in it. Nice. Imagine that.
The mug labeled Neo Neds rolls across the diner.
Yeah, it's very obvious that it doesn't belong in Cyberpeace.
Their shop.
Damn, too soon, Jesus.
It just happened.
Aviana, do you like stand up? You drop it.
Yeah.
You kind of like flip over your plate a little
Hands
bit.
You're up.
You're coming with me.
What do you do?
Panic.
Describe it.
Joe, help me out here.
I try to calm birds.
Joe has punched a window open and is
and Joe.
And he's running towards Joe. The crash.
He's
gone.
Contact lost.
You piece of shit.
He goes, I know!
He's
out of your shot now.
I have no authority to arrest you, just for a heads up.
I carefully pick up my coffee cup.
You know anything about this elf traffic?
No.
This is great.
Yes? Who are you?
That's besides the point. I'm trying to figure something out. And who I am isn't the thing I'm trying to figure out.
I'd like to know that, though.
Well, my name is Blueberry Joy, if you have to know. I'm a failed...
Oh, nice to meet you.
I am a detective of high prestige. I've come here from Manhattan.
Can you not tell people you're a detective?
I'm an open detective. That's why I'm good at this. You're not anybody I'm trying to arrest. I'm trying to be honest and upfront with you. I'm looking for a way into this traffic ring. You know,
Have you tried Any the names? Door?
I leave. I leave and go into the crash. Yeah, the crash. Joe, that was useless.
Joe is he's surveying the scene a little bit, and he picks up a comlink that was left in the driver's seat.
Talk to him, Joe.
He goes, hey, he calls everyone on the comlink at once. He goes, hey, if you're getting this, come down to the police department. We want to ask you some questions. Or, you know, we could just, you're probably linked into this one. We'll track you. And he hangs up.
Man, you seem to be just as bad at this as I am. We'd
I never
make
said
a good
I was
pair.
Good.
I didn't either. That's why I said we'd make a good pair.
And, Egg, you have heard that on your comlink.
Oh.
Because you were a contact of this person.
Do I know who? Was it...
Yeah, it came in from the orc. Frank.
Oh, okay. Was it Penn?
Oh,
okay.
Penn. Sorry. I called him Frank.
Penn Dice.
Penn.
Penn Dice.
God forbid a normal name.
We got Ned and... Ned and Pete.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you give it maybe half an hour, the police will probably clear out of the area of the of the bus crash.
Yeah.
And you can return for whatever reason.
Okay. What is there any
Have
reason?
I gotten my crepes yet?
Yeah, you like knocked the plate a little bit so they shifted, but okay. They're not off like on the counter.
Oh, fantastic. I start eating my crepes.
Okay.
I go into Pete's and get coffee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So you're drinking coffee. You're at the table. You notice that the person a couple seats over from you is shaken but eating crepes. And you just kind of head back into the diner to finish your breakfast.
Damn, I had a whole bit. I was going to, like, pick up some dirt off the ground and, like, try to eat it and be like...
Oh, do you want to do that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
You can.
I'll use a bit another time.
All right.
There'll be plenty more bits to have.
Yeah, hopefully. so you go back and finish your meal.
Yep. Did Joe come with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe comes with you.
Okay.
He walks in. You sit down.
Surprised I left our dishes here, right?
he good one. He snaps. It's a finger gun.
It wasn't a joke. I'm just honestly surprised I left our food here.
he looks around the diner one more time, kind of surveying the area, and he notices that someone has sat down at the bar, and he decides to take the situation into his own hands at this point. He walks up and he goes, "Hey, how's it going, my man?"
"Hey."
You in here for some coffee?"
"Yeah."
You like that coffee?"
"Yeah."
"Okay. Have I seen you at Coffee Roasters Anonymous? You look kind of familiar."
"No."
"You sure?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, well, listen. I have a friend over here who would want to talk to you."
"Okay."
"About, you know, Coffee Roasters Anonymous. We're trying to boost our numbers a little bit, so if you like some coffee, give us a call sometime." And he brings you up, Blueberry Joy. And Joe hands you his business card. Egg.
"Okay."
"It just says Joe.
It just says Joe.
Coffee Roasters Anonymous." chapter head. and it has his comlink information on it.
"Okay."
You overhear this conversation, Aviana.
I assume I, too, am part of Coffee Roasters Anonymous.
You can be.
I will be.
Okay.
I am immediately intrigued.
Okay. Even though this person seemed to be sitting with the person who harassed you a little bit earlier, you're like, "Hey, coffee.
I, too, enjoy coffee."
He hands you his business card also. And he apologizes. He says, "Sorry about my friend's behavior earlier.
I did nothing wrong."
He looks at you.
"I was trying to do my job."
"Mm-hmm. Well, now I'm trying to do mine." He says, "Would love to see you at our next meeting. It's a couple Fridays from now. Third Friday of the month." Wait, no, that's inaccurate.
"It's not my job."
Next Friday, third Friday of the month.
Okay.
Okay.
I will try to be there.
Okay, thanks. I really appreciate it." And he leaves. You are now all together.
So,
can I go eat my crepes now?
Yeah.
Cool.
And we'll leave it at that for a moment. it's about like 9-ish now.
Is that too
happened in half an hour?
It's an eventful half hour.
Is that too early for mimosas?
No.
Cool.
A bus just crashed. No.
I have a flask.
Yeah.
Can I take
you have a flask and some cram.
I take the flask out and pour some of the whatever's in there in my coffee.
Yeah, I would assume it's Kahlua because then it wouldn't be good.
All right, then I do it.
Neo Kahlua, sorry.
God, it's fucking 9 a.m., you degenerates.
and we'll leave you for now. So you guys have been walking for about half an hour. And you know you're supposed to go south.
Yes.
But the traces of blood magic are not getting any stronger.
Well, the only information I have is that I must head south. Slash, we'll head south.
Okay.
Into the forest. We will keep going until we find some blood magic.
No, it's out of the forest. You're going out of the forest.
So we have passed through the forest,
yeah.
And there has been no blood magic.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Mission failed.
As soon as you reach the forest's clearing, pretty much as soon as the trees stop, you guys have been walking for a good, like, couple hours at this point. Let's just extend some time real quick. You hit like the edge of the forest, like proper. And it kind of hits you like a smallish wave that, like, this is where it starts in this southern area past the forest.
Like, I start feeling the like, yeah, blood magic, like, here?
Yeah, you start feeling, like, an emptiness.
Okay. I believe we are getting close.
But we are past the forest at this point. I was told the mages would be in the forest. This is the edge of the forest. What do we do now?
Well, Jesus detects that the blood magic is definitely, like, starting around here.
Oh. Then let's keep going.
Yes.
Okay. So it takes you another, like, couple hours to walk down.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm very physically fit and not Greg Fernandez.
It's about 12:30.
Luckily, I am a horse.
It's about 12:30 by the time you reach the town of Reading, where this bus just crashed 4 hours ago. It's been cleaned up. Neo Ned's is closed.
Fuck yeah.
And you have all gone your respective ways. You have swapped contact information for Coffee Roasters Anonymous. And most of you, I assume, planned to... Well, you definitely plan to go to the next chapter meeting, which is...
Next Friday.
Yep. And did you guys agree to also?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. We said you were part of it. Sorry. I didn't really give you a choice there, my bad.
It's okay.
So, yeah, you have agreed to go also.
Yeah, sure.
And... So yeah, you guys, there's a like a bus terminal on the outskirts of the city, Mushtaq and Jesus, and this is the first like pocket where that blood magic is, like, you feel a complete emptiness here. Not like not complete, but like more so than you have been.
Okay. It keeps getting stronger.
I start. Do I see anybody?
It's midday. People are, like, coming back from their lunch break, so no one's really out.
Okay. I would like to cast a spell.
Okay.
Known as Detect Magic. That's okay. Not what it's called. Where's my spell list? Analyze Magic.
Analyze Magic.
Oh, no, I have Detect Magic. Analyze Magic is different. I would like to...
Oh.
Cast Detect Magic Extended.
Okay.
And I would like to cast it at a very large force.
What force?
How much? It's the max is my magic number, right? That's how.
Magic times two.
Oh, let's.
But you're gonna have to resist the force's drain for it.
Yeah. Let's keep it small for now. I'll just do a force three.
Okay. So in a 30 meter area. You're going to search for this magic.
Can I, like, sustain the spell? Or is it just, like, a...
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
sustained.
It is sustained. Okay, cool. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One hit.
I mean, you cast it.
Yes.
It just happens.
Oh.
And, resist drain. Oh, did you roll your
yeah,
drain
that's what
resistance?
I was rolling my drain resistance. I have a pool of 8. I got one hit.
You got one hit? Okay.
Yeah.
So you resist one.
Of the three?
Of the three, yep.
So I take 2 stun?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I have a pen. I shouldn't write there. I will keep that in mind. Ow.
To Jesus, it looks like you just thought a little too hard. You know he was doing magic, but... It was, like, hard for him.
Okay, so now that I have hurt myself, do I sense any magic?
Yeah, you do sense, actually, a magical lodge around this bus stop. The bus stop is, like, part... is, like, the corner of a magical lodge. And there were traces of another one on this bridge. Like, not the bridge you're on, but, like, a bridge in town.
Okay. I will go to this lodge nearby.
Okay. It is, under a bridge. Aviana.
Yes.
Are you at home right now?
I am.
Okay.
I am in my my little nook underneath the bridge.
Okay. You notice a centaur and a very tall black elf just poking around.
And it's not nighttime, right?
It's 12:30 in the afternoon.
I'm very distinct. Okay. Some would say I have a distinctive style.
It's your entire person.
Yes. Hey, same.
God.
I am 9 feet tall. I have tattoos all over my body. And I have a mane of dreaded hair.
All right. I'm just a horse.
I You're a horse person.
A horse person. Colored Dr. Draken blue.
Yeah. I imagine that, like, I don't actually live under the bridge. I imagine, like, there's probably some, like, facilities, abandoned place that I hang out in.
Yeah, there's, like, an abandoned maintenance shed.
Yeah, but I haven't quite gotten in there. I'm still holding my cup. This is my prized possession.
Oh, you were running errands?
Day. Yeah, I was running errands. Okay. And I've got my distinct Neonids cup. And I see these two very large figures coming for me. And
they're not coming for you. They're just poking around under the bridge.
Yeah, but they're still in my space.
Okay.
And I panic a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I spread out my wings in an attempt to spook them like a peacock.
You guys notice
That's
this.
That's not why peacocks
spin. I know.
You guys notice this.
I'm very unafraid. I am not in the least bit scared.
Do you say this aloud?
I feel like I'll be better.
The thing is, I don't know if Mushtaq would be able to internalize that she was trying to scare him, unless she was like also like boo or like ah or something. But as far
so
I know,
you just flipped out your wings holding this mug, like
yeah. If anything, looks like sorry, I did not mean to disturb you, bug lady.
They're not bug wings.
I don't know.
I give him
I can't
a death
read.
Glare.
You can't read, my man.
I give this very tall man a death glare.
Okay.
I would advise not giving dirty looks to people who are literally double your size.
That's probably a good point.
Anyways.
You're not trying to take my cup, are you?
No. I have no need for cups. I have very large hands. I can just scoop the water into my own mouth. If anything, the mug would take me longer to drink than would my own hands.
I hold up my cup to his hands and measure the size.
It's about a quarter the size of his hand.
Anyways, So I'm still sustaining my detect magic. Any vibes from her at all?
No vibes from her, but there are like various pings from around this bridge area.
Okay.
And they're like, they're tracking devices. You would know.
Magical tracking devices?
Magical tracking devices.
Hmm. So, hello.
Hello.
My name is Mushtaq.
My name's Aviana. I like cups and not being murdered by very tall people.
Don't worry. I will not murder you unless, of course, you are a blood mage. Do you happen to be a blood mage?
I look it in my hands and just shake my head.
Cool. Then you will not be killed today.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you don't have a capacity for magic.
No.
At all. Yep, your essence is pretty much gone.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to fuck up some magical healing. Nice.
It's 0.01.
Yeah, that's like the least it could be. Anyway.
That being said, have anybody around here been disappearing? Or have you noticed anyone throw blood at someone?
That sounds horrifying.
Indeed, which is why I kill them. I kill blood. That is, hello. My name is Mushtaq, and I do not
this is
like
on
blood
your business
mages.
Card.
I don't know what that is.
I cannot help you. I haven't seen anybody disappear per se, but if you hang out and we scope around, perhaps you could watch somebody try to be captured, and then we could stop them. I don't know if there's room for you and your horseman friends.
His name
though.
Is Jesus. He does not talk much. I'm more of the talker. He is more of the
kicker.
Hello, Jesus. Do I shake your hand or your hoof?
The hand.
Okay.
We shake hands.
I feel much more comfortable.
Okay. So you said there's surveillance, like magical surveillance?
Yeah, it's not like magical surveillance, but it's different foci that are attuned to surveillance devices that have been placed, like tracking tags and things like that.
Interesting. I would like to go to the nearest one I could find.
Okay. It is, so if you're facing, like, the bridge and the rest of it is going that way towards the city, Aviana was standing on that side. She came over to you, I think, during this conversation. And there's one pretty much directly behind you on that corner of the bridge that would, if you're looking up it, would be bottom left.
Okay.
So there's one pretty much right behind you.
I would like to go up to it and try to...
It is in the wall.
I would like to either break it with my hand. If that does not work, I would like to disenchant it.
Okay. Let's do that.
And then I go to, but before I do this, I do tell Jesus, I say, these are probably the sensors of people who are doing the blood magic in the city. Mm-hmm. Now, naturally, me doing this will alarm them that someone is messing with their stuff. So, that being said, I am not afraid of mages. I am specifically here to kill mages. So hopefully they come our way and we don't have to do less tracking.
Wait. No, I don't want any more people coming here.
You raise an excellent point. As she says that, I continue to try to break the thing.
Oh, okay.
Either with my hands, because I'm... Or if that does not work, then I will try disenchanting it.
I walk up to Aviana.
Okay.
And I'm just like, do not worry. Jesus will ensure that nothing gets destroyed.
Okay. All right, I want you to roll your... What are you using to bust this open?
I'm going to punch it with my hand.
Okay. Roll your unarmed combat pool.
Beautiful. 1, 2, 3 hits.
It does not take any damage.
Fuck.
Jesus can kick.
Okay. Kick it.
Alright.
Roll your pool for kick, please.
For kick again. It is 7.
Okay.
Okay.
You might have more luck.
There we go. So.
Oh, but I. Oh, wait, no, I missed.
1, 2, 3, 4 hits.
Yeah, you, like, chip it off enough to, like, see this tag.
You said nothing would get destroyed.
Nothing of yours.
You should have said that. I'm visibly distraught.
Are you just kind of holding the mug a little bit closer? And Jesus, to your knowledge, no linchpin has been set up to alert people when this tag has been exposed or moved or anything. Mm. So, no one will descend upon your location immediately.
That is good to know.
Shit. That was the entire reason I did this.
But you do have this magical artifact that is attuned to something.
That sounds useful. Feel like a smarter person would be able to do something.
Do either of you want to come in for tea, a drink? I can't guarantee there's much space, but I have a tea kettle and cups.
I need a lot of water. I doubt you can provide it. You are homeless.
Rude.
Oh,
this
I don't
is
mean
my
to,
home.
I don't mean to be rude, but that is not a home. That is a hovel.
I open up the abandoned room and it's just a gigantic empty room.
Yeah.
But it's filled with cups. There's one couch and a makeshift stove area.
Okay. I love this image. Do they all have Neo Neds on them?
No, they're all from different places.
Like each one from a different place.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a cup A cup klepto.
No wonder,
instead
no
of buying all these cups, maybe you should buy yourself a home.
This is the avocado toast of 27X.
I didn't buy these cups.
You stole them?
Are you going to report me to the police?
No.
Okay, then yes.
I have tricked you. Unfortunately, I do not know where the police are. Anyways, if you see any blood magic, you'll probably be able to find me. There will be either broken bodies or you will just see my tall figure walking around the city. Please find me if you notice anything strange happening. My name is Mushtaq. Have a great day.
I hand him a soup bowl with 3 tea bags in it. Is this a big enough cup?
Yes, but now I need hot water, and I leave with the cup.
Okay. Do you leave with him, Jesus? Okay.
Jesus apologizes for the inconvenience, and then he also leaves.
Jesus, are you illiterate?
No.
Okay. So
I'm computer illiterate, but
you can read.
I can. I have a logic of 5.
Okay, that's pretty good.
He's pretty smart.
Yeah,
just as smart. I'm dumb as shit.
Intelligent.
That's smarter than me.
So you do know that you can go to the detectives in the town for assistance if you need to, and there were also some traces of blood magic coming off of Avian. Mm. But you know for a fact that she does not practice blood magic. Because it wasn't like...
I'd assume I could be able to sense when someone is or is not magically
injured. Yeah, she was not at all. So like it was pretty much a dead zone, but because of cyberware, not because of magic.
Yeah.
Or blood magic.
Jesus proposes that we go to the detectives and see if we can have any help in finding this blood magic.
Sounds a good idea to me. They're not coming to us. We have to find them. And detectives find people.
Yes.
That they do. Let us go.
And then we go there.
Okay.
I don't know the exact place. So.
Okay. Yes, Livery Joy. You pretty much walk to the center of town. People are like, yeah, they're...
Okay.
They point you to it. Blueberry Joy, you are minding your business with Joe at his desk going over like some paperwork and how the... two people you met were possibly connected. He does admit that he used the Coffee Roasters Anonymous as a cover to get you to like look at their faces.
So there's no meeting?
No, there's an actual meeting that you're actually part of Coffee Roasters Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
At least Joe is. he is chapter head of Coffee Roasters Anonymous.
Nice.
Of Reading CFS.
Nice. is this a front for something?
No. No, it's literally just people who love their coffee beans.
Okay.
And in walk a very tall elf.
I have to slouch.
And a centaur.
I mean, you do. I'm 5'6".
I am 9'6".
Yes.
They're asking the receptionist in front of the security desk for... The detective's department.
Are the doors Jesus-sized?
Because you have to wait outside.
There's double doors.
Okay.
But it's one of those dumb ones with the thing in the middle.
Also.
Oh, no.
At least it's not a revolving door.
Also, what door is 10 feet?
No, I have to, like, crawl
in. Yeah, you crouch.
Like, you slouch.
Yeah.
Are you just, like, on the ground in the police department?
No, I go into a full crouch.
It's a width issue.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm more concerned about.
I have to crouch, and then like, and then when I'm inside, I have to like.
You can barely slip through.
I gotta do like this thing.
Yeah, you have to like. You have to contort your horse body. Actually, it's a deer body, so it's slightly smaller, and you can fit through easier, but you still have to like maneuver. Yeah, because that stupid fucking bar.
I have lost.
So yeah, you guys are in. You're talking to security. And you notice that they're there, and you can overhear that they're asking for detectives.
Did you? As you sort of hear in the distance, as Blue Weirdjaw is walking forward, did you know that there's someone who steals cups from everywhere in the city?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, hello. Are you a detective? And I kind of wink at Mushitaka. Jesus.
Your eye comes up.
Yeah. Magic is weird, homie.
That's quite the introduction. Yes, I am a detective. How may I be of your service?
I reach out my hand. Your hand is very small compared to mine. Nice. I'm pretty much grabbing your wrist. Like, hello, my name is Mushitaka. I have been sent from Tir Tangier.
Can I make one request?
Yes.
Please do not stand up, because you might just take the roof off of this place.
I am straining my neck. I'm kind of like looking down over you, because like my nape is resting
on... He's like standing up completely, and his head is just like...
Yeah, my nape is like resting on the ceiling.
I will...
They're 8-foot ceilings, so
yeah,
you're a little bit more comfortable than you think, but... Okay.
I will do my best to not say anything surprising that may cause any jerk reactions, but
don't worry, I am very composed.
Okay, well, all right.
Anyways, I'm Mushitaka from Tir Tangier.
And I am Jesus.
I'm Blueberry Joy from Manhattan.
I am
here on a special mission.
Me? Oh wow! So are we?
Oh wow!
What is your special mission?
I'm trying. I probably shouldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, we are sent here to find and eradicate blood magic. Do you know anything about blood magic?
Blueberry Joe, you actually do. Okay. The person you're trailing, you don't know his name yet, but you have been instructed that he frequents blood mage-like gatherings.
I think we might be looking for a similar type of person. I won't disclose much information, but...
And you do know that they are connected to the two people you met in Cyber Beats.
Okay. Yeah, I know a thing or two about blood magic.
Do you practice it?
Do I look like someone who would practice it?
I don't know.
Can I sense Blueberry Joy?
He has that trace, but you know he's not practicing blood magic.
He is good.
All right.
Hi. I wave with three of my hands towards Jesus.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, yes. You robots aren't very good at magic.
Not entirely a robot. These are aesthetic.
That's a large word.
I like the way they look.
Ah, me too.
Oh, thank you.
I wish I had more arms. I could punch people more frequently.
We could get you some more arms. They just wouldn't be, like, fleshy arms.
Yeah, no, I don't like cold arms.
Okay, but maybe we could get, like, a heater in it or something, but they'd probably be cold sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, so please tell me where I can find this person who is blood magic.
It would be better
if you went with them.
Yeah.
Okay. And investigated together.
That is not something I can tell you directly because I don't fucking know. But I can help you because I'm looking for a blood magician as well.
That is perfect. Mm-hmm. Point me in their direction and I will kill them.
Can we ask some questions first?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right.
Oh, you meant you want to ask them questions.
Yeah, not you. Not you.
Okay. I mean... If you twist my arm, yes.
I'm not going to twist your arm.
Okay.
That sounds very dangerous.
In the price for our cooperation is that you will get to ask a few questions first before I kill them.
Perfect.
But definitely know that I will kill them.
That's fine. That is non-negotiable.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know the trail of this person.
You have, however... had a couple people trail you when you got back. You were like trailed these two people, mm-hmm. and one of them is Aviana, mm-hmm. and one of them is Egg. Mm-hmm. So you have those two people out on the comm.
I always imagine whenever like your name is said, you have to like stop it really abruptly because there's only one G.
It's very staccato.
Egg. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's got to be deliberate.
you do have those two people out and about trailing, and actually Aviana and Egg. I do want you to roll some perception checks to see if you find them.
With my nice pull of not two.
Yay!
Hey.
I have to roll against, so hold your hits.
Perception two, right?
No, if it says two on your sheet, then... Oh, boy.
I have a pool of three.
Ooh. Where'd I put these ones?
Fuck. Nothing.
Wait, nothing.
Did you roll three on all of them?
Yes.
That's actually kind
of
hype.
Three of a kind? All right. So you get a feeling that someone's around you, but you think it's because of the bus thing.
I got a two.
Okay. You also have a feeling, but you're pretty sure it's more connected to your past.
Okay, I don't like my past.
Yeah. So you know someone's, like, watching. Like, an actual person, not just sensors.
Okay. Am I still in my house? My house?
Yeah, unless you've left. Okay. It's, like, 1 o'clock at this point.
Okay.
Where am I?
Where are you?
I don't know. Last time I checked, I was at Pete's.
Where did you go after Pete's? What did you do?
I think I just started wandering around.
You're just kind of shopping around the city?
Yeah, just okay. Walking around, right, waiting for
chilling.
A job.
You're chilling in an alley. You're checking your comlink, you're checking Dojo.
Okay.
That app that I made for you guys.
Okay.
And nothing's come in yet.
Okay.
But you're just there.
Okay.
Leaning up against a dumpster. I don't know. What do you do?
Isn't that my bedroom, right?
A dumpster? Yeah. Actually, you have a hollowed out dumpster as a house.
Okay.
Wow. So many homeless people.
He chose to be a squatter.
I also
technically, I chose for you to be a squatter. But, okay, so you're in your dumpster house. And, yeah, you're browsing for jobs. There don't seem to be any in your area at the moment.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's not, like, a small town. It's a city, but it's kind of dead most days. So
are we still at the police station?
Yeah, you guys are still at the police station. You haven't like called anything in.
Okay.
You just know that they're reporting back if they find anything.
Okay.
So your two contacts have told you that Aviana was visited by two very distinctive looking people, and one kicked a wall and then pulled something out of it and kept it. And then one is in a dumpster.
Yeah.
And they haven't left since they've been.
And Joe was tracking them, right?
No, Joe's like doing other police work. These are just two like random detectives that you have on the private investigators that you have on the job.
I've got some leads for us.
Fantastic.
Lead the way.
One of them lives in a dumpster.
We just met another homeless person.
Another one is homeless.
you should really do something about your city.
It's not my city.
Oh. Like, you don't live here, or like you don't have love for this town?
Both.
Oh. That's really punk rock.
Who should we go look for first?
So one is in a dumpster and the other one is just homeless.
Homeless. Is there more specific for where Aviana is?
Aviana's under a bridge in the city's park.
I feel like it'd be funny if we went to visit Aviana again just because they were just there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so we head that way.
Okay, you're there again. It takes you another, like, half hour, 15 minutes to get there. Have you, like, napped?
I've locked all my doors at this point because I'm, like, slightly freaked out.
Okay, all right.
You have locks on your doors?
Yes.
Under this bridge?
It's a warehouse, like an abandoned like shed.
Yeah, it's like a giant lock.
Okay.
Yeah, like the Parks and Rec Department would keep equipment here, and they don't anymore because they have like an underground storage.
I got you. Because I thought
under the bridge. Yeah,
because I thought you did, and I was having a lot of trouble picturing shelves and doors for your cups.
Well, some bridges have like under like storage rooms.
Okay.
Or like garages and stuff.
Okay.
This one actually does have a garage, but she couldn't get in.
Okay.
There's still vehicles there, and you would know that. So, yeah, you would know that because Aviana, you've seen them drive in and out. That one's still in use. Mm-hmm. But the warehouse is abandoned.
Okay.
And you would know that just because you're hip with the Parks and Rec scene.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I can sustain my spell for a number of hours equal to my magic.
Yes.
Which is a very long time.
Yep, five hours.
So just. While, you know, we were going to the detective place and back, did I sense anything besides these, like, sensor things?
you sense like faint traces of blood magic off of something else, like coming from an alley, but
nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that null magic.
Yeah.
So.
Lack thereof.
Wait, should we have waited for the meeting instead?
A week?
Yeah.
I would rather you not have.
Okay, cool. I mean, you know, it's like, look at that. It's been a week in Shadowrun.
I would rather you not.
Okay, cool. Okay. I was just wondering.
So we show up to the... Oh, yes. This place is very familiar.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I do believe this is the house, or this is the area of the cereal cup stealer.
Okay.
We talked to her earlier. She said she knew nothing. That being said... I believed her, but she could have been lying, I guess.
Well,
she's not here, though, unless she's inside this, factory? I don't know what this is.
I like it. I think it's a factory.
Well, let's go into this factory.
Okay, I try to open it.
It's locked.
How locked? How is it
okay,
locked?
Okay, so I walk up and like wait. Okay. Wait. You're like, do not ready. Punch.
Okay. I can pick locks.
Let's knock.
That is really smart.
But then they'll know we're here.
They will know we're here when I break
they'll
the lock.
They'll know we're here when we walk into the door anyway.
Fair point.
She seemed very nice. I think we should knock. Great idea. Thank you. I forgot my manners.
Can we all knock at the same time so it sounds like someone's pummeling the door down?
No, you can knock. You have much smaller hands. It'll be less frightening when your tiny hands knock on the door.
I start shoving my You're cups fine? Into a duffel bag.
Oh, can you?
Panic packing.
Did you knock, or can you like hear them discussing this through
Oh,
the
yes.
Door?
I speak very loudly at all times.
I know.
I am also very tall, so my voice projects very far as well.
So you can, like, hear this muffled, kind of muffled conversation out your desk.
Oh, no.
They're muffled. I am very clear.
Yeah. So you know it's familiar people, and then you hear a knock on your door.
I put my duffel bag of cups down.
Okay.
And I just walk very slowly to the door.
All right.
But I have my claw hands ready in case there's a fight.
Okay.
And I open the door and just, like, claws just on the door.
Okay.
And they just yell, go away.
Did you actually open it? Or did
yeah.
you shut
Yeah, yeah, oh. She opened it.
It's open like a crack.
Okay. Can we just, like, kind of pull it open?
Very easily, probably.
Oh, hello.
Are you returning my bowl?
Fuck.
I'll take that. As
yeah,
enough.
That's what you're doing?
No, I lost it.
Lost it?
Yes,
no,
I don't.
Way in.
I don't remember where I put it.
Now I have to go back to Susie Soupies.
Susie Soupies?
There's a lot of alliteration in this world.
Yeah, Egg, you have found a bowl.
In Anyways,
in his house.
No, you had put it like on a bush
yeah.
outside of a police station,
yeah.
Which your dumpster is conveniently located right around the corner of.
Who the fuck would just pick up a bowl off a bush?
Egg would.
When you live in a dumpster.
And
it's got three tea bags in it.
You've had kind of like a.
We're eating
a
good
weird
tonight.
Night. You kind of need some like nice, like steady caffeine to keep you going, and you're like, "Huh, green tea," and you take the bowl.
Is it decaf tea? I hope it's decaf tea.
Upon decaf closer inspection, tea. When you get into your dumpster, it is decaf tea. But you keep the bowl.
Things are looking down for Egg. Anyway, so we were here earlier, as
yes,
I'm sure
we
you remember, and you said you knew nothing about. Any sort of blood magic or anything like that. That being said, we have this handsome detective man here, and he
oh, wow.
says,
hey, thank you.
And he says
Why
that
does
you
he
might
have so
be
many
a lead, because he is a robot.
Okay, I'm not a robot, but my hands are robots. Only two of them, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like the way they look.
Cyber wings on your back.
I know. I nod and say I respect that.
Anyways, this man says you are a lead.
I don't. Okay.
Are you okay? Should I not be talking?
Do I?
So we need to maybe ask you some more questions, because,
why?
Because there is a small chance you are related to this blood mage in some sort of capacity, and even if you are not a blood mage yourself, you might know one, but you don't know that they are a blood mage or something.
I assure you, I have no relation to them. My family is there. They're not around.
Family. I know people outside of my family. I know you. I know Jesus. I know Blueberry. I know Hesterby.
I'm very glad that you know all these people, but I don't think I'm going to be of any help to you.
Well, I don't know that. He's the one with the information. I'm the guy that kills mages. Blueberry. What do you know? Why is she a lead?
Let's cut the bullshit here. Do you know somebody by the name of Oliver?
Yes.
Good work. Is that the blood mage?
Okay, that was okay, that was a little easier than I thought it would be.
I'm visibly shaking.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's like vibrating.
And then I like go to Pat, and then I don't, because I'm not sure of the situation.
How do you know him?
He is a target that we are trying to find. He has some connections to a traffic ring. This is the case I'm trying to. I'm telling. I feel like now's a good time to tell you guys.
Okay.
He has connections to an elven traffic ring that I'm trying to shut down.
Bust wide open.
Bless it.
So you're trying to kill him?
More or less, yeah.
If he is a blood mage, then he is well within my jurisdiction to kill.
I believe that threat. Yes. You look like you can kill many people.
I have. It's one of my favorite things. But specifically mages. Usually when I fight, it's not to the death, but...
Usually?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people are really weak. Anyways.
I love this so much.
Sorry, this isn't about me. We're trying to find this Oliver, you said?
Yes, Oliver. Maybe I should tell you his last name, too.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Witz.
Oh, really?
Yes, Oliver Witz.
Okay. I was close. It was just the letters were jumbled. That's I can't read.
You can't read. You've heard about him in legend.
Yes.
It's okay. I didn't go to school.
Me neither.
Same.
Jesus, really? No, I'm sorry. That wasn't what I meant. I mean, wow, really? Wow,
none of us have been educated.
We're a pack of degenerates, huh?
I don't know. I feel like I'm a noble warrior of Tier Genjir.
Maybe not in that type of degeneracy, but like.
Anyways, we are getting distracted.
We need Oliver
Blood
Witz.
Just get Oliver Twist. Where is he?
Do you know where he is? What is your connection to him?
I don't say anything.
Aviana, you do know where he is. The last time you saw him was in Denver, but you're suspecting that the things that have been, tracking you are his doing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you do.
Now you know.
Yay. But you can still say nothing.
Okay. I'm very quiet for, like, a minute. Like, a very uncomfortable amount of time.
Okay.
So, So I'm brain dumb, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'm people dumb. Would
no,
I be able to read?
You're like hip.
Yeah.
You're street
Would
smart.
I be able to read that she's like uncomfortable, or do I have to?
It's
make a roll
not
for that?
That hard, so yes.
If somebody is shaking, chances are they're uncomfortable.
But I want to know what kind of shaking. Is it fear or like she's like reliving bad thoughts
yes.
or something?
Yep.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay.
so I will not press further.
Please don't.
I do know where he was at one point.
I guess that's something.
It's nowhere near here.
I don't mind road trips.
I do.
I can walk very fast. I have long strides.
I don't know if you can walk this fast.
Try me.
This fast? What do you mean by that? Is he a fast mover?
He was last in Denver. Okay. That's all I know.
My map is already pulled out. Very quickly.
I'm trying to go back into my house.
Yeah,
you're in your house.
Okay, cool.
I remember that Mushtaq can't read, so I point out where Denver is to him.
Oh, okay. That is very far from here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have another drink. Is that okay?
Yes. I also lost the tea bags.
That's okay.
Okay.
Between you and me, I stole those too.
I'm sorry, what?
Done nothing.
Okay.
Would you like tea?
No.
In this nice not stolen tea?
No.
In these nice not stolen cups?
And I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Okay. I'll take nothing from here.
Okay. So we found... Okay. So you know Oliver. We think he's tied to this. Okay. Maybe don't tell us specifically how you're related, but does elf trafficking sound like something Oliver would do?
If it's bad, he's done it.
Okay, that's good to know. So his last known location is Denver, which is very far from here.
And also not a lot to go on.
Yeah. That being said, me and Jesus have been picking up a lot of pings of just lack of magic. It feels like a lack of magic for us magic-y people, but yes, we've been getting pings of it around the city. Do you know if there's any way that, or for any reason, he would have to come here? Like, to this city?
For Oliver? Me?
Ooh.
Sounds like we should just wait here for a while, huh?
No. No.
No. Do you have any other coaches?
Away!
Away.
Yep, away. I'm going to go away. You can go to Denver. I'm going to take my cups and my tea and leave.
Wait, no, don't leave. You sound like you can help us.
No. No, I can't.
Okay.
Would you like to persuade her into helping you? Because you can roll a persuasion.
I can do that.
Okay. So, Blueberry Joy, roll negotiation plus charisma against your social limit. And Aviana, will you also roll negotiation plus charisma against your social?
Can I like help? I don't know if there's like a assist type of mechanic
in this
game.
Yeah, you plus can help. Charisma?
I would like
what
to say.
What do you mean by against your social limit?
Tell me. I could get your social limit, but we went over this last night. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's bad. It's not bad.
But yeah, I would like to try to assist Blueberry Joy's persuasion by saying, if you are worried they're going to hurt you, I can protect you. I am very good at hurting bad people.
Okay. I can't protect you. But,
yeah.
I can lock. Well, no, we're killing him. I can put an end to him.
Aviana, your social limit is 5. So yes. If you roll more than 5 hits from your pool, only 5 of them count.
Okay. That's very easy.
Okay, where's my social limit? Okay.
Wow. Holy shit. So, I think she rolled a social limit.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. So you're at your limit.
I think I miscounted.
But I rolled exactly my social limit.
5, 6.
Damn.
What's your limit?
5.
7.
7. Mm-hmm. Blueberry Joy out negotiates you.
Damn it.
So you are reluctant, but you go along with it.
Yeah. I take my duffel bag full of cups.
You have brought her into this party.
I know it doesn't seem like you want to help us.
You're right.
You know, by the time, you know, by the fact that you tried to leave. But if you do help us, it seems like you do not like this person.
You're correct.
And he seems to be a constant trouble for you. But I think we could stop that.
Together.
Together.
All you have to do is point the way.
I don't know where direction Denver is.
I don't think we'll
I meant in anything. General, just kind of point to the bad guys and I'll...
I point to the front door.
I kill the front door.
Okay. Yeah, let's just kick it off its hinges. Great.
That was more of a joke.
I moved
to like hit the front door.
Oh,
I'm
no,
like,
no, no, it's fine. You like motion it, and then you're like.
And then I'm like, aha, I know how to make jokes.
That's scary but funny. Okay.
I specialize in scary but funny.
I was fine with the door flying. I hand him my duffel bag of cups.
It's like, oh, this is a good bludgeoning weapon.
So yeah, you guys have all partied up.
Okay, so you said there was another lead. I think we should go there.
Can I call Joe and ask for the coordinates of his dumpster?
It's right by your office.
It's pretty much like right outside Joe's window.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it takes you like, you know, you walk back up a couple of blocks, you see Joe through the window, you kind of wave. Okay. He shuts the blinds after waving. He waves back. He's like,
I break his window.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not going to break his window. Okay. But, you know, Joe would get it. You know, it's nice and playful. We're friends.
So, yeah, he waves, and then he shuts the blinds, lets you do your business. He's not going to stand by while you piss in the street. I want to make that clear.
We're not pissing.
But, yeah, so you knock on the dumpster.
Yeah, can I just open it?
Yes.
Can I, like, wait, does anybody have, like, trash or something?
We have a duffel bag filled with cuffs.
Okay. I angrily grab it from your hands.
Can someone hand me a cup?
No! These are mine!
Mushka, hand me a cup.
I'm not going to throw your cups.
No. I'm not a criminal like you.
Like me?
Not, I mean, like you people. This town is filled with criminals.
Statement, but I'm not a criminal.
I grudgingly go into my duffel bag and pull out a chipped cup.
Wait, why do we need a cup?
Just wait.
I trust you, Blueberry.
I open the dumpster and I just drop it in there.
Egg, can you roll a d6?
Egg dies.
Egg can get cut and poisoned.
Egg cracks.
Is a poison line egg cut cracks. By any chance?
No.
That was the worst roll.
It's a two. It hits you in the left arm.
Ow. Rise and shine.
Fuck, what'd you do that for?
I got bad eggs from that place one time.
Hi, I'm Egg with orange.
What? Did I summon eggs?
You said egg.
Is that your name? Wait.
That is his name.
You were there at the diner earlier.
Maybe. Yes.
No, you were. There is no maybe.
I mean, a lot of people look like egg.
With one G.
Mm-hmm.
With one G. Is you're just going around telling people your last name?
Believe me, I've read your files before.
I haven't.
I'm just kidding.
No, you have.
Read.
I have?
Yeah. Okay. I've read your files before.
What's it say?
I don't think... Nice to meet you, finally.
Can I have my cup back?
Want to invite us in for a few minutes?
I don't want to go in there.
I reach in and grab the cup.
I don't think there's enough room.
I look at the dumpster.
I don't think there's enough room.
Jesus is bigger than this.
Can Jesus get in your dumpster?
This is Jesus.
Jesus doubts Jesus will fit.
Jesus, do you want to go in the dumpster?
No.
Okay. Can I come in your dumpster? Can I come in your dumpster?
If you want. What are you doing here?
What am I? So we're in a little bit, not of a pickle, but we're in a little bit of a scenario here. We're trying to find a man named Oliver Witz. Would you happen to know anything about him?
No.
You do try and recall a little bit, but you get static. It's literally, your brain sees static.
That's spooky.
Fuck. Okay, no.
Huh. I don't believe you based on your reaction right there, but... Want to help us find him?
Do I get paid?
In glory.
Fuck it, sure.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. You do not get paid.
Fuck, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Wow. Cool.
This is surprisingly easy.
Yeah, I know. This is.
So you know literally nothing about all. Why was he a lead?
That's a good point because he. I actually
check your phone.
Oh, okay.
So interesting.
Egg with 1G?
Okay.
With 1G.
Egg with 1G.
Yes.
Why do you keep saying your last name?
No, it's spelled E-G. Egg with 1G.
Your name is E-G?
Yes.
Does that stand for anything?
Example?
Evil geniuses.
I stare Jesus off, trying to remember. It's just static.
From a history book he has read once, E-G stands for evil geniuses. Mm.
Yes.
No, no,
are
no.
You
EG
evil?
Is that thing that people use
not that I know
when they
of.
Want to make an example
Mushtaq,
for something.
You don't like bad people. Is he evil?
That too.
Which EG are you? Are you the evil genius or are you the example?
I try to remember and it's just static.
I don't think that's in your... Okay.
I don't know.
So yeah, you can't remember this connection. You have no idea it exists. But, yeah.
Yeah, come with us.
Okay.
We could always use some more friends.
I don't like the way you said that.
I don't either.
That was
very unsettling.
Can you just say that again, but less scarily?
Yeah.
Friends.
No.
Just the last part.
Oh, the whole sentence.
The whole bit.
We could really use some more friends.
There you go.
A little bit better.
That was still marginally better.
We could use some more subjects.
No!
No, that was worse.
We have gone backwards.
Do you want me to be here or away?
Can I kick him out of my house?
I spread out my wings and just go up in the sky.
Hello, Joe. We'd like to report someone has stolen a lot of goods, and I'd like to report them. I say it loud.
Are you dark mailing her?
Why would I do that?
Why are you just talking to someone who is not here?
Comlinks.
Oh.
You know what a comlink is.
I perch on top of the detective agency.
Okay.
I'm just on the roof.
Okay.
All right. Let's go, Egg. Egg.
Egg.
Friend, subject,
all right,
lead.
I sort of go up to Blueberry and I say, Aviana is clearly closely tied to this Oliver person.
Yes, very.
I do not believe you need to be making such threats to her. I do not follow the laws of your country. So when I say this, I do not care for your enforcement. Do not threaten our new friends, or I will kill you myself.
I don't know. Friends kill each other.
Yo. Friends also do not threaten each other.
I mean, that one's a little...
I extend my hand.
I shake it for the second time today.
Yes. You have a pretty good handshake for a small man.
Which way? Oh, wait. No. Hold on. Let's back up a second. Yes. Which hand do you like to shake? I hold out three of them.
I sort of like grab all three. Okay. And shake it.
And that's what we're going to call episode one. You guys have all partied up. You're just kind of hanging around this dumpster.
It's a cozy dumpster.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Why do you think I live here?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
And we'll be back in
two weeks.
With episode two of The Code of Conflict.
Episode one.
Yeah, we did it.
Realized I'm not illiterate. I'm not computer illiterate. I'm just the normal kind of illiterate.
That's incredible.
So that you are here was not. So I think someone probably
it's just explained. An arrow.
Yeah,
it's
just
yeah.
A
yeah.
And
big letters actually just got in your way.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm imagining you like trying to wipe off the words on a map now. Get out of the way.